Merry Christmas, Texas. Can your kids say that at school? Can the teacher say that? Can they have a Christmas tree or something that portrays Hanukkah, a menorah? Can they have a Santa Claus or a reindeer? Joining us now to give us all the details about the newly passed House Bill 308. It was passed in the Texas legislature this year with overwhelming bipartisan support, allowing people at school, employees or students, to be able to say Merry Christmas. Joining us now from Texas Values is Jonathan Sines. Jonathan, welcome again to the program.
Great to be with you.
We had Dwayne Bohack on about a year ago, and he says he was picking his kids up from school and made a statement in the hallway about Merry Christmas and was hushed by his kids, and that just got his gander. So he helped draft a bill, got it passed in the House, passed in the Senate, signed by the governor. Tell us, Jonathan, that students and teachers can express Christmas wishes in whatever way they want and not be reprimanded.
That's right. You know, and a lot of people are probably asking themselves, wow, we have to have a law to make it clear that students and teachers and people can simply just say Merry Christmas to each other. I mean, it's gotten to that point, though. Even in Texas, there's been court cases where students were just writing the phrase Merry Christmas when they were sending cards to the troops in Iraq, and somehow that was not allowed. And so, but we've got court cases on this issue, and the Supreme Court has weighed in on these type of expressions and displays and said that it's fine to do this. And so we put a law together that is specific, so when you deal with the Christmas season in public schools, administrators know what to do. And so, and this is about allowing students and staff and people to acknowledge Christmas and its cultural heritage and its historical roots. I don't know if people know this, but Christmas has been a federal holiday since 1870. So it's something the government has recognized for a long time. So if they're recognizing it with a holiday and letting people off work, surely there wouldn't be a concern about them simply having a display in the school or talking about it in their class or having a party or simply just saying Merry Christmas to each other. Or if you have a tree in your school, you can call it a Christmas tree. And so I think that we're excited about the opportunity for public schools to have specific guidance and for them to not feel like they have to be the speech police. They're not required to make anyone say Merry Christmas or do anything in this regard, but if they choose to, if the students choose to, if the parent-teacher organization chooses to, if they decide to do that in their school, the school district doesn't have to censor them or shut them down. They're allowed to acknowledge Christmas in public schools.
Now, you worked for many years alongside Kelly Shackelford with the Liberty Institute, former Free Market Foundation, correct?
That's correct.
And Free Market Liberty Institute's a pro bono legal institution that helps individuals, organizations, employees, employers, when they are sued for, you can't say that, you can't do that. So anything said today should not be construed as legal advice. You can contact our good friend Jonathan Sines at txvalues.org. Now, Jonathan, let's look at a couple of specific areas. What brought about this law that was authored by Dwayne Bohack, House Bill 308? Was it that some students, especially up in Plano, were told they couldn't pass out candy canes with a Christmas message? Were students not allowed to use words like Merry Christmas on letters to our troops? Were schools told that you can have a holiday tree but not a Christmas tree? Were these, again, reasons for this Merry Christmas Texas law?
Well, that's right. I mean, and these are just the specific examples that we know about. And even I know in Fort Worth, there was some controversy about Santa's being able to be at a public school there. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly how they got it worked out, but there was an initial problem with that. And so, you know, to get to the point where, you know, Santa's going to be left out in the cold just because he's going to come to somebody's school to pass along some good holiday cheer is just absurd. And I think people have, you know, they've had enough of it. And so what's been troubling is it's not as if the law is confusing on these issues as far as what courts have done. And so why the school administrators and people continue to overreact or to get scared because they think the ACLU is going to do something, it's not necessary. And so these areas of law and these issues are fairly straightforward. And so, but oftentimes you'll hear people say, well, we don't have anything in state law. Well, now you do. Now there's something specific in state law to give people guidance on this issue and give people, school administrators, some comfort. And that's why we set up a website, and it's MerryChristmasTexas.com. You can download a one one-page summary with some detail about this issue, a reference to the law, giving you some insight on how this issue works, some frequently asked questions, and we hope people will use this as a resource. You know, there are about 1,200 school districts across the state of Texas. We hope to reach them all so they can all take advantage of this law and have the protection of it, and they don't have to worry about any threats of litigation and get themselves involved in being the speech police.
Friends, you can download this one pager. You can take it to your school. You can give it to the teacher. Go in and give it to the principal. MerryChristmasTexas.com. More details after this quick timeout.